Everybody, welcome to another exciting episode of Data Exposed. I'm your host, Scott Klein, and with me today is Soren. Soren, how are you?
I'm doing well, Scott. How are you?
Good. Thanks for coming to the show, and welcome to the show.
Sure, thank you.
Before we get started, why don't you take a second and introduce yourself?
Yeah, so I'm Soren Shah. I'm a program manager in the Big Data team. I work specifically on the HD Insight product, which is a managed Hadoop offering, Hadoop and Spark offering on Azure Cloud.
Perfect. Yeah, so we've had, we've had like Matt Winkler and Shaveen and Rajesh and
Rashim
yeah. and Asad. So we, you know, quite a bit of. But this is an interesting one because I think this is a topic that we have not talked about.
Yes.
From is security around HD Insight, right? And that's kind of why, that's why you're here.
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Perfect.
This is one of the features which most of our customers have been requesting since a long time.
Yeah.
And Hadoop, in general, is getting a lot of acceleration in adoption uh-huh. in the enterprises world.
Okay.
And people are now creating real production workloads on Hadoop. It's no longer a buzzword.
Yeah.
So that's why.
That's good to know.
yeah. So that's why learning about enterprise security in Hadoop and HD Insight becomes okay. really important.
Is Hadoop not secure? Do we have to add, because it's HD Insight, right? We're taking Hadoop.
Yeah.
Is there additional things we have to do to secure it, or is it secure by default? I mean, how many steps do we have to do to basically make it secure on top of
right.
what's already there?
So Hadoop in the open source system has enterprise security.
Okay.
It is Kerberos and enabled.
Okay.
But HD Insight is a managed offering, and we put Hadoop on Azure Cloud.
Yeah.
So what we have done here is we have integrated Hadoop or the HD Insight on with Azure Active Directory.
Ah, okay.
So now users from your Azure Active Directory will be able to log on to the HD Insight clusters with their own domain credentials.
Ah, very nice.
Yeah,
okay.
So we don't, for enterprise security, we don't have to now create new users accounts
right.
or new passwords or anything. If I'm a Microsoft employee and I have a HD Insight cluster running on Microsoft premises,
yep.
then I can just log in with my credentials.
Perfect, and then you can give rights to other employees through Active Directory to
yes.
access that cluster.
Yes, and there comes the authorization
right.
piece
okay.
that if I'm an admin, then I can give you different access levels, or I can give some other user different access levels.
Ah, perfect, okay. Sweet, well, let's jump right in.
Yeah, so here is just one slide which is showing a very summary view of what the enterprise security features which we have.
Okay.
The first one is the most outermost layer is the perimeter level security.
Yeah.
Which means that you can create your cluster inside a protected shell called virtual network.
Okay.
And no one else from outside will be able to communicate with your cluster.
Okay.
The only people who will be able to communicate are the IP addresses whom you allow in
okay.
the virtual
That's
network.
That's yeah, through the firewall, virtual, yeah.
The firewall rules.
Yes, okay.
Yeah. The second one
let's back up. So
yeah.
At that point, that's the Azure security level right there.
That's
correct?
The Azure security level,
okay.
and we already have that today.
Okay, perfect,
yeah.
okay.
Yeah, the second, the red ring, which is the multi-user authentication.
Yep.
So now HD Insight, as I said, it's integrated with Azure Active Directory. So we automatically have multiple users from the Azure Active Directory
right.
now communicate with the HD Insight
okay.
cluster.
Cool. All right.
The blue ring, which we have, is the multi-user authorization. So what that means is admins who are managing the cluster can set multiple levels of access
right.
for
okay.
each and every user. That one user probably has a read access, but the other user has a write access
right. okay.
and things like that.
Okay.
And the last layer, the black ring, is the data security, which is encryption at rest.
Okay.
So HD Insight works with two different types of data sources,
mm-hmm.
which is the Windows Azure Storage or WASB,
yep.
and Azure Data Lake Storage or ADLS.
Yep.
And data encryption is supported on both of them today, transparent server-side encryption, and HD Insight just seamlessly works with
okay.
the data encryption.
Right. So this is, I love this picture because it says, hey, here's all the layers of security that we provide for HD Insight, right?
Yeah.
So not only from the outside, but you know, from an authentication standpoint, who can log in, who can access this.
Mm-hmm.
Then, but then from the authorization, once I'm in,
yeah.
you know, what access do I have to files, folders,
mm-hmm.
policies, things like that,
right.
then even the data at rest.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Great screen, I love that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I would love to show you just how easy is it to create an HD Insight cluster and integrate with Azure Active Directory.
Let's go. Love demos.
Okay. Awesome. So here is my Azure portal.
Okay.
And we have added this quick create flow in HD Insight. And once in the quick create flow, you go to the advanced settings.
Okay.
And in advanced settings, there is a section called Domain Joined HD Insight.
Ah, okay.
And once you just select yes, you will be given an option to enter all your domain settings.
Okay.
So when you click that, a new blade pops up over here. And here is just a few information about your domain that we need. So for example, contoso.com. And here is the username whom I want to be an admin on the HD Insight cluster.
So this could be you,
It could
example.
Be me, for example. Right. It doesn't have to be a domain admin on the Active Directory.
Right. Okay.
It could be any user. So for example, I just said cluster admin at contoso.com.
Yep.
His password. And then the organizational unit, it's more like a container within the Active Directory where all the nodes will be placed.
Okay.
And the URL, which is used to communicate with the Active Directory. And finally, there is a user group. And the user group is like a security group. And all the users within that group will have access to the cluster.
Okay.
So for example, like Microsoft has 100,000 employees, right? We don't want all of them to have access to the HD Insight cluster, right? So it's just the user group we would
want. So instead of managing, you know, hundreds of users, I'm just managing a group. Here's my write group, my delete group, or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. And you can specify multiple user groups as well.
So it's fairly simple. What you're saying is standard HD Insight cluster setup, but now I have this additional advanced, you know, this domain-joined HD Insight. If I want to join it to a domain.
Yes, absolutely. Okay. And this is all you need. And once you hit create, within 15 minutes, a cluster will be created and joined to the Active Directory.
So how does the, and I don't know if you're going to get into this, so hopefully I'm not asking a question. How does it, what happens behind the scenes to go, yes, I'm part of, I'm an HD Insight cluster, I'm part of a domain?
So behind the scenes, we use a technology called Azure Active Directory Domain Services.
Okay.
And that's a new feature which Azure has added. Mm-hmm. And it allows all the Azure joined machines to be joined to your Active Directory domain.
So is there pre-work then? Because as part of that setup, I'm saying, hey, I put it in this Azure Active Directory. But I'm assuming then, and maybe I'm wrong, there's some pre-work that I have to set up Azure Active Directory to be to have joined to my on-premises domain.
Yes.
But then once that's set up, whatever I publish to that Active Directory is you know, I have access to.
Yes, absolutely. And that's a great question. So once you have your on-prem Active Directory, you set up an Azure Active Directory tenant.
Okay.
And then you set up the ADDS, or the Azure Active Directory Domain Services, which is joined to your Azure Active Directory.
Can you go back to that? Where? Sorry. Where in there did it say, hey, did I point it to that Azure Active Directory, or does it know?
Yeah. So over this, you see this link over here, learn about domain joining over
Here. It's not there, but you know, I'm creating this and I'm saying, do I have to point it to an Azure Active Directory, or does it automatically pick?
No, you don't have to point it to an Azure Active Directory. You just say that I am creating this within this domain, and we will just take care of creating the HD Insight cluster.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, that's a good point. So this virtual network settings is the virtual network which is actually connected with your Azure Active Directory or ADDS's virtual network.
Okay, yeah.
So that's where the connection happens.
Oh, okay. That answers my question. All right, because I'm like, okay, well, how am I telling it which Azure Active Directory or virtual network to put it in, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So virtual network, that's the important part that.
Gotcha. Okay. Good. Phew. All right. I'm good now.
Okay. All right. So I won't create the cluster now, but I've already created one cluster.
Okay.
And this is a cluster which I've joined to my Active Directory domain.
Okay.
And when I log in on, say, using the Ambari views, I'll be prompted with a login dialog.
Okay.
And if you have used HD Insight before, previously it was just a single user cluster.
Yep.
But now I will be able to log in using the cluster admin.
Oh, yeah.
At contoso.com.
Yeah, I remember when you had to create a cluster. What's a cluster admin? And then you logged in with that.
Right. Yeah, so. Exactly. So when I log in with the cluster admin, I'll be able to log in. And the view is exactly the same as a regular admin would have.
Okay.
And there are all the services running. All the monitoring tools are still available.
Right.
And when I look at here, Kerberos, we'll see that the Kerberos security is enabled.
Ah, nice. Okay.
Yeah, and when I go here to manage Ambari, I'll be able to manage all the users from my Active Directory. So that's the cluster admin. And this symbol means it's an admin.
Okay.
And the data scientist 1, 2, and developer 1 and 2. These are just the users which I created.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. And now with this, the developers can log in with their own credentials onto the cluster, and they can run the jobs as well.
Oh, nice. Okay.
And they will have different level of accesses, and that's what I will show you right now.
Okay, perfect.
So the multiple user authorization or the different level of access, mm-hmm. that's done using a technology called Apache Ranger.
Okay.
And it's an open source framework which is already available, and we support that in HD Insight just out of the box.
Right, okay.
So let me show you how Apache Ranger looks like. So this is Apache Ranger,
mm-hmm.
and there are different policies which we have been created over here. And I'll just show you, say, this policy which we have already created. So what this is saying is mm-hmm. that for the Project One database and the customer table and all columns, give access to this developer.
Okay.
And give only select access, not say update or read or create or any other access. Okay, and once you just save the policy, then the developer will be able to now read data from the customer table.
Okay.
Yeah. By default, no one has access. So admin has to explicitly go and give access to all these users.
Okay, so I can't do this. So we're not the authorization standpoint. I think it was the blue ring, right?
Yeah, the blue ring.
So I have to go here to set up that authorization. That's
right.
Not available in the portal yet, right?
It's not available in the Azure portal.
Okay.
Yeah, that the Ranger is the portal for that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I basically say, hey, so here's my my Active Directory users.
Yeah.
And this guy's got developer 1. He has select permissions on this table.
Right. Okay. Exactly. And there's one more really nice thing.
Okay.
So say within the customer table, there are some sensitive information.
Oh, okay.
Like name or address or contact information, which we don't want all the developers or data scientists to have access
sure.
to. So what we can do, what the admin can do, is go back, and there's a new feature called masking.
Mm-hmm.
So they can go to masking, and here I've already created some policies for masking.
Ah.
So let me show you just one policy, right? When I go to customer name, I've said that project win customer table name, just mask this for the developer 1.
Ah, okay.
So what this means is, and there are multiple masking options. So just nullify the value or just hash it out or show anything.
Okay.
So when now the developer runs the query,
yep.
he will not be able to see the values.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you can do it for any column you want.
Right.
So let me just log on using a developer on a private window and show what the view looks
okay.
like. Right.
Yeah, this is kind of like SQL 16's dynamic data masking.
Yes,
type
it's,
scenario.
It's very much similar
That's
like
cool.
that. Yeah.
Hmm. And that Ranger, is that how would I launch the Ranger?
So Ranger, all you have to do is when you are on the cluster URL.
Yep.
You just go to /ranger/that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it's just yet another endpoint on the
gotcha.
The cluster.
Cool.
The other thing which we have done is ODBC connection using Excel. ODBC connections now will also be supporting multiple user authentication.
Oh, sweet. Okay.
Yeah. So
that's good to know.
Yeah. So
your data scientists now could the fire up Excel have.
Right, exactly. Right. So now here is the cluster which I already had,
uh-huh.
and now I have connected it with developer one at contoso.com.
Right.
And I've already had this Excel,
mm-hmm.
which is pulling the query from this customer table. And if you see all the names, email addresses, these are all hashed.
Yeah.
These are all hashed.
That's cool.
And the credit card one, which I specified as a nullify, it's now null.
Oh, very good. So, okay.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That is very nice. So, and it looks like it's pretty easy to set up too. So
it's really easy to set up. It's really easy to configure it with Azure Active Directory. And within Ranger also, it's very easy to set up.
Okay. What kind of feedback are you hearing so far from users using Ambari and Ranger to do this level of security? I mean, you're getting positive feedback around, hey, right?
So we have it in public preview, and some of the we have it in private preview right now, and there are some customers who are using it.
Okay, good.
So they are really wanted, they love it,
okay.
And there are so many customers who are wanting us for public preview, and I'm glad to say that we are launching it in public preview in just a few weeks now.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
So once we have that, most users will be able to utilize this
Perfect, and we can get better feedback.
Yes.
So if people have questions about, hey, you know, how do I set up the security? What's the best way to ask questions or get hold of you directly or things like that?
Yeah, so we have an alias called HDI feedback.
Okay.
At Microsoft.com.
All right.
So people can just send an email to that one, and we will have all the feedback over here or all the questions.
Okay.
There is an Azure forum as well, and that's a public forum, and you can go to the public forum and just post any questions over there. There are lots of questions and feedback which we have already got right now.
Good, good, good. All right, is there anything else?
No.
Awesome. Well, this is fantastic. Thank you so much for coming. This is great. I can't wait to see how this progresses and the excitement this generates.
Yeah.
Cool. Exactly. Thanks for coming. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you next time.